We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here at KNSS on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Olympic men's basketball, France 83, U.S. 76.
Two.
Sedgwick County EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher resigns.
One.
House panel is ready to begin hearings on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes are picking up out there, but still not really seeing any big traffic slowdowns at this time. And the conditions here in the Wichita area are actually looking pretty good. As far as the gasoline prices go, well, this morning the gasoline prices are unsettled. They're a little all over the place. I'm seeing prices as high as $2.99 a gallon out there, and the lowest I've seen up in Park City, $2.85 a gallon, 61st Street North and I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today at a high of 92 degrees. Sunday's high was 95, by the way. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high of 95 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 73 degrees. Coming up just a little less than an hour from now, we'll have Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, our guest, every Monday at 7:35 here with Steve and Ted. We'll be talking with the mayor here in just under an hour from right now. The beginning of trading last week put a scare into investors in the market, but at the end of the week, it didn't matter.
Another good day for stocks. All three major averages closing higher on the day and on the week. The Dow closing above 35,000 for the first time ever. Investors focusing on a string of strong earnings reports and stocks resuming their months-long rally after falling at the beginning of the week. Worries about the Delta variant of COVID-19 causing the jitters, but markets looking past that now. Money managers don't expect governments in the U.S. and Europe to reinstitute lockdowns anytime soon, meaning the expansion can continue even if its glow is dimming. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 238 points Friday. The S&P ended up by 44, while the NASDAQ closed up 152 points. Pretty good day on Wall Street last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress she will start taking emergency measures to keep the government from an unprecedented default on the national debt. She warned that a default would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy and the livelihoods of all Americans. In a letter Friday to House and Senate leaders, Yellen said that her actions would buy time until Congress can pass legislation to either raise the debt limit or suspend the time again for a period of time.
Gosh.
The debt limit has been suspended for the past 2 years.
And we keep spending more.
It'll go back into effect on July 31st.
Oh, gosh.
That ought to save us. The total debt subject to the limit currently stands at $28.4
trillion
with a big T. A number that I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine what that's like. All right. 6:50 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Tricky Social Security math. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Those tricksters, they're as tricky as those people raising the debt. You
very
know?
Tricky people, yes. Tricky.
You know, I mean, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
I think that most American workers know that they can qualify to collect reduced Social Security benefits at age 62. They know that.
Right.
I think they may also know that for every year they wait, the benefit will grow. And they may possibly know that they're at their full retirement age, what is their full retirement age? For those born after 1960, their full retirement age is 67. Well, for most of us who are reasonably healthy, triggering benefits before full retirement age is not the best decision because it will permanently reduce benefits. Cost of living adjustments are made almost annually. However, they are generally lower than real inflation. That means that spending power diminishes every year. And if one starts with a lowered benefit, they could get to the point whereby they need to lower their lifestyle to survive if Social Security is a big part of their income. Well, each year we wait to collect, the benefit will go up. But it does not step up evenly, I've learned. I've learned that every investor will have a different bump up for every year that they wait. And the Social Security Administration has loaded it so that one is encouraged to hold off for the longest possible amount of time to collect. The SSA provides several calculators on their website. One allows the user to plug in their age and learn the projected monthly benefit that they could receive. Well, here's what one listener came up with. Well, if he began his benefit at full retirement age, which for him is 66 and 2 months old, he'll receive $2,902 per month. If he waits 10 months, that's almost a year, till he hits 67, it bumps up a modest $40 a month, which is only 1.4%. However, if he triggers it at 68, another year later, he gets a 7.9% raise from age 67 to $3,175 a month. From 68 to 69, it's projected to go up to $3,407, which is a 7.3% raise. Now wait just one more year till age 70, and the payment jumps up to $3,795, which is an 11.3% jump. So in almost the first year, it only goes up 1.4%, then it goes up 7.9%, then it goes up 7.3%, then it goes up 11.3%. I mean, it's just tricky. I don't know. I don't know why the raises between full retirement age and age 70 are so inconsistent. I can only guess that the SSA wants to encourage those who are willing to wait to hold off for the highest possible payout at the oldest age. And of course, if you have any questions, this is a very serious thing to consider when you're looking at triggering it. Give me a call, number 634-2222, and ask for Don Grant.
All right, Don. Today is National Aunt and Uncle's Day.
Oh, okay.
This honors a special set of relatives we look up to throughout our lives. During holidays, family events, and sometimes sleepovers, aunts and uncles often hold an extraordinary place in our hearts. They fill our lives with fun, laughter, love, incredible memories.
Yeah.
This holiday provides an opportunity to spend time with our parents' siblings, those people we trusted and leaned on growing up, and I don't have too many of those people left.
Yeah.
Maybe one?
Wow.
Would be an excellent time to get out of the old photo albums. I come from a big family. I have 18 aunts and uncles.
Oh, my goodness.
23 cousins.
Wow.
So,
do you know their names?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's like the states. I can't rattle them off right now. But, we had a big family. My mom and dad's family, they grew up, they were in the
farmers.
Depression. They had big families. No.
Catholics?
No.
Okay.
Just needed a little help around the house. But
I can't
say I have a favorite uncle, but all of my uncles were honorable men, and my aunts were great people.
That's wonderful.
And I mean, it just not one of them, I don't think, ever said a harsh word to me.
Wow.
Do you have a lot of aunts and uncles? Or?
A few. I had one aunt who thought my cousins were gods and that we were trash. I mean, we would be out doing the same thing. You know, she'd be taking care of us, and she would treat us like crap, and then elevate her kids to godlike status.
Oh, man.
But of course they ended up being weirdos.
Sure, sure.
You know, of course I'm normal.
Yeah, you are. You're very, very normal.
Right. But no, for the most part they're good. But you know, then there's always that much maligned creepy uncle, though.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, are they in every family? Do you have any of them?
Not really. I have an uncle who. One of my uncles taught me how to draw. I used to draw a lot.
Yeah.
And he taught me. He was an artist, a graphic artist, and he knew how to do things and showed me spatial things and like
that. Oh, wow.
And then I had another uncle who taught me how to throw a curve.
Wow.
So those are two that
I had an uncle who used to play these games where you'd slap each other's hands and stuff and move them out of the way. And then once I started to win, he never played again.
Well,
he was just an idiot. I mean, just and of course, you know, Steve, if you say you have no creepy uncles and there's a creepy uncle in every family, guess who the creepy uncle is?
You.
No, I didn't say me.
Well, let's say it's National Aunt and Uncle Day.
It is. It's a good thing to
celebrate if you can.
Yeah, they're great ones out
there.
Thank
you, Don. It's 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. Top of the hour news here with Steve and Ted. One of our top stories, Sedgwick County EMS director has resigned. That story and more news at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.